Online-Kommen, red mal drüber. Eine Sendung von und mit Paul Ettel und Roswitha Minardi von Verein Das Grundeinkommen.
Hallo liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer unserer Sendung Grundeinkommen, reden wir drüber. Vor kurzem hat uns Radio Froh eingeladen, in der Woche der Sprachenvielfalt, die Radio Froh für diese Woche ausgerufen hat, einen Beitrag zu bringen, der nicht auf Deutsch gehalten wird. Wir haben ja in unserem Podcast auch schon mehrfach geredet über das internationale Grundeinkommensverlosungsprojekt UBI for All, zum Beispiel im Podcast Nummer 17. In diesem Projekt ist Roswitha ja sehr aktiv tätig und sie hat vor einiger Zeit bereits ein Interview geführt mit einem Gewinner eines solchen bedingungslosen Grundeinkommens für ein Jahr. Ein Gewinner, der aus Irland stammt. Und dieses Interview möchten wir euch heute in der Woche der Sprachenvielfalt zu Gehör bringen.
So, okay, we, Helwig sent you yesterday the mail and you saw it unfortunately after our event.
But yeah. I was at a friend's house for dinner. And I saw the email, and honestly, at first, I kind of thought it was like a spam thing, or you know, it took me a while to realize, oh, it's actually real. You know, I kind of couldn't believe it, but yeah, it's
It's nobody really wins every day, so we are not used to.
Yeah, no, for sure not.
That's great. Yeah. We have also some things to do, kind of like the identification card or passport. Can you send me something via email or just show it into the camera, whatever?
I think. Yeah, I'll just send a scan of it. I have my passport here.
Yeah, okay, just a scan. And then, of course, very important, your bank account details so that we can send the money, which will come beginning of October then.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because we're now nearly at end of September. Okay, so these were the administrative things, so we shouldn't forget them because of all the emotions. So just tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and in which situation this win comes into your life.
I'm originally from the United States. I moved to Ireland about 10 years ago with my partner, who's Irish, and I became an Irish citizen about 5 years ago. And so I've been over here almost 10 years. And last year during the pandemic, I decided to go back to college as a mature student.
Okay.
Because I never did higher education. So I'm actually starting a full-time undergraduate degree next week.
Uh-huh.
And like just yesterday, I was thinking to myself, a bit worried, you know, like how I was going to manage like the full-time school and working, and just I honestly was kind of worried about how I was going to manage everything, and getting this is just going to make a huge difference. You know, it means I won't have to work as much, and I'll be able to focus on the school. I mean, it's actually like couldn't be better. I mean, it's perfect. Like,
yeah, perfect timing.
Yeah, it, like really, it's really nice.
So you're living in Dublin, in the city. Okay. How is the situation with rents and so in Dublin? Is it also?
It's awful. Okay. Yeah. I think it's kind of a mess. Like it's really difficult to find any place at a reasonable price. You know, it's
So it's the same everywhere.
It's not a good situation.
Okay. So what are you going to study?
Are you in horticulture? Yeah, I want to, I want to work eventually in something to do with like sustainable farming, kind of, working in some capacity to kind of deal with climate change in terms of like how we grow food, you know. It's
yeah, sounds interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I like plants and
yeah,
and ecology and that kind of stuff. So
okay, that's great. Yeah. So do you have any questions regarding us, our initiative or whatever? Have you followed us a little bit or just registered?
No, I mean it's all really clear to me and it makes sense, you know. It that's why I like signed up on the website, is because I really agree with what you're doing. And yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense and I think it could help a lot of people, you know.
Okay. Now it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm glad to take a turn. Don't
I can see it. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you also be kind of could we make stories from you for our social media channels, or for example, we have also a blog where we write articles once a month. So kind of tested. Would you be a testimonial for us, like the first Lucy was?
Yeah, for sure. That's no problem. Yeah.
Okay. This wouldn't be a full-time job, of course, but from time to time.
An update on how it's going and that kind of thing, you mean?
Yeah. We have kind of a questionnaire. A colleague of mine from Portugal, Catarina, has developed a kind of questionnaire. The beginning, then in the middle, and then at the end of this 1 year. So how things are developing, more or less are the same questions, but maybe the answers are very different. So it's kind of a kind of academic study in a nutshell, let's say.
That's not a problem at all. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. Yeah. Okay. Have you watched the event on Facebook?
No, I need to. I'm gonna watch it later today. I just didn't find the time today, but I want to watch it.
Yeah. Okay.
And did you like call my name and everything on the on the show? No.
No, not your full name. It just said it's okay. Thomas from Dublin, from Ireland, and that's
it. Yeah, that's what. But it was like announced I won, and were you like waiting on me to like?
Yeah, we even had some special guests and doing interviews, and in the background, Helwig was writing you this email trying to get you into the event. But when we did it, this is now the second time that we raffle off this UBI, this European UBI. And when he did it the first time in June, a pharmacy student, Lucy from France, won. And she immediately jumped in with her mobile phone took a walk on the street with her friend. She jumped into the event, so we couldn't
believe it. I wish I had been there. It would have been a better event for sure.
The people will get to know you now that you agreed that you will be a testimonial. That's great.
Sure. Thank you for
that. So we can spread the news of UBI and
I mean I'll do my best to kind of like you said, just spread the word so more people become aware of it. And because even like last night I was with my friends when I found out, and just a few people, and I asked them, like, do you know about UBI? And nobody knew. And I was kind of surprised. I was like, okay. So it shows that, like, it's not kind of out there in the general, psyche yet, I think.
Yeah.
More people have to become familiar with it, I think.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. We had a special guest. He's UBI advocate on an international basis. And he makes meetings with people from 70 countries all over the world where UBI where there is a UBI scene, and there are people who are engaging in this vision. So
for sure.
It was really
I think it's taking off for sure.
Okay. Okay. So Have you any further questions or whatever?
You have
my email. You have the email from Helwig, which is the project leader. He's sitting in Germany. I'm sitting here in Austria. We are a very international team from Portugal, Greece, Netherlands. And we are all working together on the different things like needs.
And so, I'll just email you the passport and the bank details.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
like take it from there with the testimonials and everything.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you agree, I would like to cut small pieces from your from this video also for social media. Yeah. Just your reaction when you heard about the win and so on. So just to...
Yeah, sure.
It's great. Okay.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
That's fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good, Thomas. So that's it for the first step. And
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Helwig will, as I said, he will do the transfer beginning of October. So it may be, could be that it's on the, I don't know, few days until the money is really on your bank account. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Good. Okay. Yeah, thank you so much, Thomas, and congrats again. Woo.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you later. Yeah.
See you later. We keep in touch. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Grundeinkommen, reden wir drüber. Eine Sendung von und mit Paul Ettel und Roswitha Minardi von Verein Das Grundeinkommen.